let's talk about Florida promotions and the Fresh from Florida marketing campaign at the department. It seems to be continually growing and having super impact. I'm reminded of the Produce Marketing Association's humongous worldwide global Fresh Summit last year in Anaheim. This year it's going to be in Atlanta. It's getting closer to home, and I think next year it's going to come right on down here to Florida. But a tremendous opportunity for the farmer members. I know P. Rowe Farms and several of the other farm and ag organizations, commodity organizations, took advantage of what y'all are doing. But great opportunity to get involved in that show and speak directly to buyers from around the world and have Fresh from Florida's power of marketing behind it.
Yeah, the PMA show, the Produce Marketing Association, is the most extraordinary trade show I've ever attended. I had not been to one until I was commissioner. I had no idea how fascinating it was and how enormous it was to see the emerging trends at the retail level of what consumers are looking for in terms of the processing of fresh fruits and vegetables, how they're packaged, how they're marketed, how you're identifying certain demographics for sale, whether it's institutional users, food service users, schools, children. And we're excited about the fact that it's going to be in Orlando. And certainly our department intends to make everyone proud of our exhibit and would encourage Florida farmers to attend that show. There's under normal circumstances, there's probably not a lot of reasons why you would travel out of state to go to it unless your business actually is doing direct marketing. But it's just an education about the diversity of global fresh fruit and vegetable production. It's pretty humbling to walk onto that trade show floor and see the Brazil booth or the Mexico booth or the Chile booth dwarf ours. It'll make you mad and make you want to do something about it and make you want to go back home and double down on our marketing efforts because they come loaded for bear and they leave a pretty big footprint and this is an opportunity for us to grow our market share with the largest retail players in the world.
Not just food products either, but they've got a huge part of it now dealing with the flowers and the whole, those kind of orchids and all that kind of thing specialized too. But I think the biggest change I've seen in that show over the years and the few I've been to, many more farmers involved, real farm folks. I mean, the growers and some of those guys from Piro is a great example. They were up there representing their farm products and, we've all got those colored peppers in our refrigerators these days.
Piro Farms is just a terrific example of innovation and marketing coming together. They identified what the consumer wants, and they went out there and bred it, grew it, and now they're selling it. And as a result, millions of households have little bags of multicolored sweet peppers, the red, yellow, and green, and you pair it with any number of dips or spreads, and it adds value. And it's farming's never staying the same. It's always innovating. It's always adapting. And that's just one small example of that. But it's been a real success story for that Florida producer.